Governor Phil Scott says the state of Vermont can meet its budget needs next year without raising any taxes. In his annual budget address Tuesday, Scott proposed a high-tech plan to attract new workers to the state and a series of tax cuts to persuade older workers to stay in Vermont. Here's VPR's Bob Kinzel.
Speaking to a joint assembly of the Vermont House and Senate, the governor said his budget priorities are driven by several important principles.
Today, I present you a balanced budget that makes strategic investments to grow the economy, make Vermont more affordable, and protect the most vulnerable. And for the second consecutive year, it does not raise taxes or fees.
The Scott budget calls for a 2.3 increase in state spending. It's a number that's linked to wage growth in Vermont over the past 5 years. One of the biggest expenditures of new money, $3.2 million, is for a high-tech marketing campaign to identify and encourage younger workers to locate in Vermont.
In 2018, the technology exists to identify people who want to hear our story. So let's use these tools, coupled with a direct contact, to close the deal.
Scott also hopes to encourage older Vermonters to stay in Vermont. That's why he proposed a 3-year phase-in plan to eliminate the state tax on Social Security benefits for middle-income people. Scott also says education costs are no longer sustainable. He says in the past 15 years, many school budgets have increased significantly, while Vermont's student population has declined by roughly 20%. The governor says changing the current staff-to-student ratio of 4 students for every staff person to 5-to-1 could yield some significant savings over a 5-year period.
Changing the average ratio by 1 would save us well over $100 million each year once complete. And we would still have the lowest ratio in the nation.
Budget Commissioner Adam Gresham says the proposed budget is an effort to maintain essential services with little new revenue.
There are no bells and there are no whistles in this budget.
Gresham says the administration used a new process to build its budget this year. Instead of matching spending to available revenue, he says a different approach was taken.
We started by thinking, what can Vermonters afford? And that's how we came out with this growth rate calculation.
The governor's budget proposal will now be reviewed by both the House and Senate Appropriations Committees. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.